Thank you, Eamon, for joining us today. Eamon O'Sullivan is an inspector for the Health and Safety Authority for over 20 years, and he works as our expert on slips, trips and falls. Thanks very much, Eamon, for joining us again. What are we going to talk about today?
Thanks, Sean. Today I'd like to talk about preventing falls on work stairs and steps and give listeners a practical approach to assessing and preventing stairs and steps falls. We can focus on solutions to make stairs and steps safer using our four linked elements: operational controls, what we do; environmental controls, what we see; hazardous steps, where we stand; and a handrail, what we hold.
So why do workplaces need to worry about falls on work stairs and steps?
Slips, trips and falls account for about 1 in 5 of all notified work accidents. Over a fifth of slips, trips and falls lead to over a month off at work. Every working day, one person is hurt in a fall on stairs and steps in the workplace.
What sort of work sectors might be impacted by this?
Well, they can happen in every work sector, but they commonly are reported from sectors such as transport and warehousing, public administration, healthcare, manufacturing, construction and retail.
And who gets hurt in these incidents?
Slips, trips and falls are a universal risk. They could affect anyone at work, in any job, in any sector.
So they can happen to anybody in any sector, but when do these falls happen? When do they take place?
Often these accidents happen when people are going downstairs, and many happen when people slip or lose their footing.
And how did these incidents happen?
Falls on stairs and steps can happen when people are distracted or not taking enough care, if the steps are hazardous, and or if the handrail is absent or not adequate.
What are the legal requirements about falls on work stairs and steps?
The law requires that employers should provide a safe place of work with safe ways of working and safe means of access to and from locations in the workplace. Employers must complete a slip, trip and fall risk assessment. Floors and other surfaces should not be slippery. Employers should provide slip resistant footwear if needed. Employees should wear slip-resistant footwear if supplied, and they should report any concerns about handrails or steps to their employers.
So what should listeners do now about falls on work stairs and steps?
Employers should identify all steps and stairs in their workplace. They should assess risks from falls on work stairs and steps and then put controls in place.
What do employers need to do to assess falls on work stairs and steps?
To prevent falls on work stairs and steps, employers should assess risks from the four elements. Our rules in place on how to use stairs and steps. Consider people rushing, distracted walking, carrying items. In the immediate area around steps and stairs, consider placing warning signs, limiting distractions, using visual cues, and improving lighting. For hazardous steps, look for slippery, surprise, short, or irregular steps. Lastly, check for lack of handrails or handrails that do not allow a proper full power grip. There are practical checks for these. These four elements should be considered together and not in isolation.
So after the risk assessment is completed, what should employers do then?
After the risk assessment, it's very important to put solutions and controls in place to fix any issues. For operational controls, consider clear common sense rules. With environmental controls, remove distractions and look at visual clarity of handrails and step nosings and highlight problem steps. Try to fix problem steps and provide adequate grip and visual clarity. Consider surprise steps, short steps and irregular steps. And lastly, try to provide visually contrasting handrails that permit a full power grip.
Just before we wrap up, have you got any final words about falls on work stairs and steps?
Thanks. Yeah, we have a lot of advice and guidance and a 30-minute online training course at www.hsa.ie/stairs. Employers should ensure they identify all stairs and steps in the workplace. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks very much, Eamon.